Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of God's people far and near. We want to thank you for joining us tonight on this third Monday night for another powerful word of God. Are you looking for answers about the word of God? We are ready to are you ready to receive this word that is going to come forth on tonight? Well, you come to the right place. This is the right season for you to grow in God. So call, text, tweet, however your social media that you use, invite a friend and his family to join us as the word of the Lord comes alive. So get your pen and paper ready, your questions ready, as the anointed guests of God feed you with from the Father, from on high, to answer. So God bless you, and we say again, welcome.
Good evening. Scripture reading is from Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 15 out of the Contemporary English Version. Our enemies found out that we knew about their plot against us, but God kept them from doing what they had planned. So we went back to work on the wall. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and we're glad in it. We come and say thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another day, Lord God. And we just come to bless your name, Lord God. We come to lift you up, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to empty out negativity right now in the name of Jesus and fill it with your word that we are healed, that we are filled, that we have the victory. Whose report will we believe? We will believe the report of the Lord, and we say thank you. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. If it had not been for you, where would I be at this day? In the mighty name of Jesus. So we welcome you with a humble heart and stretched out arms today. Have your way today, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set your people free from near and far in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for loving us, Lord God. Thank you for your right hand holding us up, Lord God. Thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Lord God. We say thank you. Thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continues to pour out to your people, pour back into him double for his trouble. In the name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are worthy to be praised. And we plead the blood, the healing blood, the delivering blood over this line today, over every nursing home today, over every sick and shut-in on today, over the hospitals on today. We say, have your way today, Lord God. We thank you that you are creating miracle signs and wonders on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. And we just thank you for being our Father. We just thank you for loving us. We thank you and bless your holy name, Lord God. And we say, have your way, Lord God. Deliver and set your people free today, Lord God. And we just empty out all negativity right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will speak what you say, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. God, as the world give it to us, let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. In the midst of storms, Lord God, we say thank you. We lift up bereaved families, me and fire today, God. We thank you for being their comforter in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for walking with them, keeping them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory for walking with the bereaved families all over the land today, God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. And it's a great opportunity for salvation to come out of the evening. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. Have your way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. We bless your name on today, Father God. We come thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the many blessings. Oh, God, that you have poured upon our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you keeping us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the midst of, oh, God, all the fiery trials, Father God, all around the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for keeping us, oh, God, in these uncertain times, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for surrounding us, families and ourselves, oh, God, with a hedge of protection, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're giving you praise. We're giving you glory. We're giving you honor. And I thank you, God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice tonight, Father God. I thank you, God, for you meeting everyone in their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the victory in their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For victory in every area of their life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances, oh, God, we declare your victory on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, oh, God, for touching those that are sick, Father God, touching those, oh, God, hallelujah, and it's going through in their body, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and everything that's not like you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that it be cast into the fiery sea, every bit of infirmity. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Every disease, every disorder, Father God, every dysfunction. Oh, God, in the body, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that it's now being eradicated, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And it's lifting up off of your people on this evening, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that their spirit of infirmity is being cast into the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to bless you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For you being God all by yourself, Father God, glory, hallelujah. For you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, doing, oh, God, mighty, wondrous acts, oh, God, on our behalf, Father God. We thank you, God, for miracles being unleashed over your people tonight, Father God, and even on this line and your people everywhere, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for breakthroughs, Father God, and breakout, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, just shifting the very atmosphere, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, all of those that came on the line, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that they will not go off this line the same, Father God, glory, hallelujah. That even as the word come forth, Father God, we thank you, God, that the word will fall on good ground, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we will not just be hearers of the word, but we will be doers of the word. We will take that word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We will swallow it, digest it, Father God, and we will become the word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as we apply it to our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and just bless each and every person, oh, God, on this line today, all of the leaders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, bless, oh, God, our overseer, Dr. LaRon Matthews, Father God. Strengthen them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Cover him and protect him and his family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bless his food and his water. His coming and his going. Father God, bless the work of his hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you using them for such a time as this, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just, oh, God, pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for increase. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Over his life, Father God, glory, hallelujah. increase in every area of his life, Father God. We pray for your blessings, oh God, to take them over, even as we go about all around the earth realm, Father God, blessing your people, Father God. And we give you praise and glory and honor for him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you for every leader, oh God, connected to the line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, all of the ministries connected to this ministry, Father God. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would continue to bless them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You would continue to cover them and their families, Father God, and increase to their households, increase to their ministries, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you, God, and we praise you, and we bless your holy name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we thank you that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered all of the petitions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You've been lifting up heavy hearts tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And we bind up every work of the enemy, oh God, that would try to, oh God, come against your people on tonight, that would try to snare them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every trick and every trap and every ploy and every plot and every plan of the enemy, Father God, we cancel it right now and render it null and void. And we just thank you, God, for who you are. We bind up retaliation and backlash because of these prayers, Father God. And we just thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Father God, we thank you, oh God, for this day, God. We thank you for opening the doors of heaven, Lord God, and pouring out your blessings upon us tonight, oh God. We enter your courts with praise, and we enter your courts with thanksgiving, God. We thank you, Father, tonight, Lord God, that you're going to do a great work on this line today, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're coming to you, oh God, with high expectation, God, believing you, Lord God, that there will be someone that's going to be set free on tonight, God. Those that need revelation, Lord God, they shall receive it tonight, God. We come to you with faith, Lord God, as a grain of a mustard seed, God, and those, Lord God, that need you, oh God, have great faith, Lord God, that can move mountains in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we come to you today, God, believing you, Lord God, that what you say you will do, you shall perform it in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We come to bless you. We come to honor you. We come to give you the glory and honor and praise, O King of glory, O God. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega, God. You know exactly where your children are at this moment, Lord. So we ask that you would draw your people to you, draw them nearer to you, God, like never before in the name of Jesus. Set those that need to be, Lord God, set free. Set the captives free in the name of Jesus. Heal those that are broken and hearted, oh God, because you said in your word you come to heal the broken and hearted and to bind up their wounds, oh God. So we thank you tonight, God, that those that have an answer, Lord God, has a question that needs answered, God, it shall be answered tonight in the name of Jesus. As we go and dissect your word on tonight, God, bring illumination, Lord God, bring revelation to those that need to hear it in the name of Jesus, those that are near and far, God, from different states and countries, oh God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that you're going to set them free in the name of Jesus, those that have been bound by different things, Lord God, addictions, Lord God, those that have been trapped, Lord God, by the cares of this world in the name of Jesus, from depression, Lord God, and oppression in the name of Jesus. God, that those that are dealing with anxiety attacks in the name of Jesus shall be shut down by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you tonight, God, that we can come to you and repent of our sins, oh God. So we ask, oh God, that you will come and cleanse our minds, cleanse our hearts, God. Forgive us of our own ways, oh God, for doing things our own way, God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our minds, oh God, from the thoughts that we think, oh God, and things that we entertain with our eye gates in the name of Jesus. God, that those things that we allowed in our ear gates in the name of Jesus, those illegal sounds, God, we ask, oh God, that you remove them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the word, Lord God, do the washing right now in Jesus' name. For we thank you that your word, Lord God, we shall hide in our hearts, Lord God, and we will not sin against you, God. Your word said that the teaching of your word gives light. So, God, we ask that you will give light to those that are in darkness so even the simple people can understand. So give your people understanding on tonight, God. Those that need clarity in their minds, oh God, that don't know what your word means, oh God, we thank you tonight that you're giving them the clarity that they need in Jesus' name, God. We will bless the Lord at all times. Your praises shall continually be in our mouths, oh God. So we thank you tonight that we can bless your glorious name, God, for you inhabit the praises of your people, Lord God. So we come to you, oh God, Lord God, not wanting anything, God, but wanting to be closer to you in the matchless name of Jesus. Tear the
the gift of your people on the inside of them, Lord God, and bring, Lord God, your power, your might like never before in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that the enemy is defeated and he is under our feet in the name of Jesus. Do the work in the name of Jesus. Save your people right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving right now, God. You're moving in this hour, oh God. Set those, oh Lord God, that is in your household, Lord God. That means that, Lord God, touch them. You touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the master's name of Jesus. Bring healing to those that need healing right now, God, in their minds, in their hearts, and in their spirit in the name of Jesus. Every woman, every man, Lord God, that is restless in their sleep, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're giving them peace in their sleep in the name of Jesus. Every child, Lord God, that is, Lord God, struggling, Lord God, with their identity in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, in the name of Jesus, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made by you in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will bring balance into the homes in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you're regulating, Lord God, even those that are struggling on their jobs in the name of Jesus, giving them, Lord God, raises in the areas that they need it in the name of Jesus. Those that don't have a job, we thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing, Lord God, a place where they can be employed in the name of Jesus and do well in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that grass is not greener on the other side. So we pray for marriages, Lord God, that they will remain faithful to each other in the name of Jesus. We come against the lies of the enemy right now. We shut down every lie, every scheme in the name of Jesus, that it will go back to the dry place and from whence it came in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do, oh God, that your children shall be blessed, God. Our men and women, Lord God, shall be blessed in this hour, in this season, Lord God. You will take away the stony hearts in the name of Jesus and give them a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we will serve you and you alone and no other God we will serve, oh God. Thank you for shutting down every idol in the name of Jesus that tries to resurrect itself in the lives of your people, oh God. Help them to have discernment in the name of Jesus what's to come so they can be ready and prepare for what you're going to do. And we thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do. Give your people enlightenment from your power and your might. We give you glory and honor, praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God, for your people everywhere. Lord God, no matter what nation, kindred, and tongue that they are in, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to remember the prayer warriors and the intercessors, Lord God. Lord God, as they stand their post, Lord God, praying for your people in season and out. Oh God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, not only for the intercessors, but for those, oh God, hallelujah, that labor, oh God, in the vineyard to help build the kingdom of God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they would not get discouraged. They would not be in distress, oh God, but they would allow the power of the Holy Ghost to lead and guide them, Lord, in the direction that they should go. Lord God, strengthen their hearts, strengthen their minds, strengthen their spirit, oh God, that they will move forward in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and that without you, Lord God, there's nothing, Lord, possible, Lord God, but hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, that you make the impossible possible, oh God. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you will move us forward, oh God, by your spirit, oh God, and everything that the plan of the enemy that tries to attack us, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, for you are our shield, our buckler, and our soon coming king. You are our battle axe, oh God, hallelujah, and you will fight the battle for us, oh God. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we will yield our members to you even the more, Lord God, that you will be glorified, hallelujah, Lord, of all the outcome that will come through us, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we work in the vineyard, oh God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those that are high in prison walls, oh God. Lord God, seeking for answers, oh God. Those that are distressed and despair, Lord God, that are looking for answers, Lord. I pray right now for those that are homeless and those that are hungry, oh God. Lord God, for righteousness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, Lord, because there are so many in the kingdom of God. There's, Lord God, roaming to and fro, Lord, looking for a place to settle, oh God, and have peace, oh God. But I pray right now in the name of Jesus, they will find that peace, oh God, that peace that comes, oh God, from your word, that peace that comes, oh God, from fellowship, that peace that comes, oh God, from the proper love being given unto them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We curse at the root every demonic activity, oh God, that tries, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to cause one, oh God, to be bound in their minds, the Lord God, to feel like they're unwanted and unloved.
We thank and praise your name, Lord God, because your love, oh God, covers the multitude of false sins and sins. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, as your word comes forth, oh God, on tonight, anoint, oh God, even the more the vessels, oh God, that is going to be utilized by you. You know, oh God, who is on this line. You know what is needed, oh God, for this hour and this season. And my God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that that will be fulfilled. Lord God, bless us continuously, oh God, all the administrative staff, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, the corporate office, Lord. And then prophets of the local assembly, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, all of those in support and hold up his hands. God, we pray even the more, oh God, hallelujah, for all of those that sow seeds into the ministry, oh God. We pray a blessing upon them a hundredfold in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not go lacking. Let them not go without anything that they stand in the need of, oh God, whether it be naturally or spiritual, oh God. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, even the covenant partners, oh God, that, oh God, right now, hallelujah, Lord, that make a sacrifice each and every month, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, it may be small, it may be large, or maybe in between, but whatever it is, oh God, you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, let them not go lacking, oh God, in anything. And, oh God, I pray for, hallelujah, Lord, that you will continue, oh God, to forgive us for all unrighteousness, all our sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, those presumptuous sins, even those things that are in our subconscious, oh God, that we didn't even realize that we were against it, oh God, slip into sin. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that you know the very depths of our hearts and our spirit, oh God, and that you will forgive us right now in the mighty, magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-year church celebration. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Laron Matthews, Sr., pastor.
The anniversary celebration theme. It's time to make it count.
March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, Sr., pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night, March 26th at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. Laron Matthews and the Restoration Family. For more information, call 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-year church celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022.
Noise of depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper. Turn out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the evening, I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching task where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I gather ourselves together tonight to welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this awesome day in the Lord, and certainly giving God the praise, the glory, and honor for all of the great, mighty people of God who are teaching and expository the word of God in the lives of so many people on tonight. I welcome you all on this day, and I want to take this time to thank all of our great kingdom leaders and friends and ministry gifts that are listening in. You can certainly share with others on today by going to the Facebook page and taking the information off from Administrator Brian Page Mines and some of the other great kingdom leaders that have shared others on today, and let them know that they will be blessed by the word of God This morning was an awesome word from the Lord and blessed many of the people. If you were listening in on a Friday, I have to thank God for kingdom leaders that are sharing. Oftentimes, I'm a silent voice just to listen in after you do two messages on Sunday and come back and do one on a Monday night and then a Tuesday and then a Wednesday, Monday. And then oftentimes on a Thursday morning, you have to try to rest your voice. But how many know that if you take care of your health, you take care of your vocals, take care of your mind, take care of your spirit, you don't give sin an opportunity, but you keep struggle under control, the strength will still rise up and do what the kingdom of God requires for us to do. And certainly we thank God for that on today. But once again, I thank God for each and every one of the kingdom leaders that come so graciously to stand and share, pray, teach, read scriptures, exhort us, release prophetic words, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. We thank God for each and every one of you all today. And certainly we thank God for you on today. And we don't take it lightly, but you do. And the things that God is giving you to do for us in us and through us on today. So I bless the Lord for the work that you're doing in this kingdom, and certainly rightfully so. We honor you all on today and bless the Lord for you as God has used you. I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference that I had on birth from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1. It says, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord has said to me when I am reproved. That word means when I am made ready. He said, write the vision and make it plain upon table, that they, the one that readeth it, those who have the vision, will read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not die. Or tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come. His soul which is upright, not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. That's the vision. That's the scripture. The vision of the prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to this people and to change the world with one touch of dialing the phone and to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy in his promise for the total person, the vision, and the mission. The mission is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person, the mission, and the vision and the mission of this prophetic conference line. And so we thank God for the mission and the vision of this prophetic conference line that God has given us to share with the people of God. I want to release this prophetic word that was given to me on yesterday, and I hope it makes sense to the people of God. It was released to me on yesterday, and I want to share with the people of God. And just do this to me to release it to the people of God. Someone released a word to me that God had gave them, and they mentioned it needed to be given to me. They said the Lord gave it to them to give to me. And the prophetic word was that the Lord said, the people are... when people are worshiping creation more than the creature more than the creation, I believe it was. In other words, worshiping people more than they're worshiping God. I'm trying to paraphrase it because it was written in my archive. And it is so important for us to really understand where we are in the body of Christ and believe it and the things.
Matthew.
Yeah, so they said, sorry, please forgive me, technical difficulties in the world. Stay tuned for station identification. But no, they said that the Lord used the word to tell me that people are shoving the creature, more than creation, him. And I asked him to explain it to me, so that I could make sure I understand. So I asked him, I said, so explain to me what you're saying. If this is what I'm picking up, you're saying that the people are following me instead of following God. And I believe that's what they said that it was. And as I was listening to it, very carefully, the prophetic word, because when I hear prophetic word, I want to make sure the word had the essence of what God is saying directly to me and to me as it relates to the kingdom of God. And anytime I receive a prophetic word, I usually consult one of my leaders, my key leader, my bishop of the life. I would share with him what I would receive and get his take on it. And so when it was released to me, I began to ask the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to make sure whatever I'm doing in ministry that I am not a person that's causing people to follow me, but to follow you. And then one of my, as I call it, confidence, it's broke it down to me and what was said, to really make me understand my position. And when they shared it with me, it really blessed me, what they said, and the word that was released. So I believe that in a time now, we want God's people to be able to be focused on the things of God and the importance of the things of God. I know that I'm a vessel that have to be a mouthpiece for God. So as a vessel, I want to be a mouthpiece for the kingdom of God, that the people will be changed and lives will be touched through the word of God, and they will be changed. And I surely don't want people to worship me, but I want them to see the God in me so that they can see the presence of God on their lives. But when he broke it down to me, really blessed my spirit, the way he gave it to me, and I was really blessed by how he broke it down to me in that way. I don't want to ever be in a position. He said, well, prophet, you're not, and he made it since he said, well, I want you to know that when I see you minister the word, everything you're preaching, it is not, you're not making anybody worship you. So I want you to know that. And every time you minister, you're not getting anybody to worship you. He said, now what people do, they do what they want to do. He said, but your message is blessing God's people, and then making, they're reaching the lives of God's people. And so that blessed me to hear that from that standpoint. And he gave me some other wisdom and counsel as it relates to that, and he broke some things down to me from that word that was released. And so I thank God for that. Thank God for the word that was given. And I thank God for the wisdom to be able to give me that to bless God's people on today. So I just think in a time when you're receiving prophetic word, and prophetic word from the Lord, and I think the person listening to one of our services via social media, that the Lord give that to them for me. So I thank God for it. Thank God for what God will do to his people on tonight. All right, Administrator Brian, did you have a question over there? Administrator, if you wanted to say something.
Yes,
No, sir. No, sir. I was calling in. We're on the line, but you had dropped.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, would you check your text, your message?
Yes, sir.
All right. But we thank God for what the Lord is doing tonight. And he's blessing us in such a powerful way. Anybody know, on the conference line, we're subject to change at any moment with the leading of God. It's subject to change. But tonight we have an awesome individual that many of you know. She blessed us many times before. I want to do this real quickly. Do anybody want to respond to that? Does anybody want to respond to what I just stated, that the prophetic word that I was released? If somebody want to respond to that, you have an opportunity to do that. Just want to give the people opportunity to respond to that, what I shared from the prophetic word.
Yeah.
Anybody want to respond? You just start it and come in if you want to.
We have someone that just came into the chat room on the end of it. They would like. They said, "Would you please repeat it, please?"
Okay. Real quickly, because we got to speak it, but I want. I received a prophetic word after service on yesterday, and the prophetic word was that for me, that this Spirit of the Lord God told the individual that people were worshiping the creature instead of creation, him. And they said that was a word from the Lord for me. So the Lord gave them that word for me. So I asked them to explain it. What you're saying to me is that you're saying the people are worshiping me more than they're worshiping God. And they said yes. And then they gave me an example of another pastor as well. And I took it and I broke it down real quickly to make sure that I want to be in right place with God when he gives me a word through one of his vessels. I want to make sure that I'm not getting people to worship me, but I want people to get the word that come out of me as a worshiper. I hope that makes sense. Because as a worshiper, the Bible said they worship and must worship in the spirit. So I want people to get the word from me as a worshiper, but not worship me. And then one of my great leader who I shared it with yesterday gave me some wisdom as it relates to that prophetic word. So I hope it made sense. So I'm opening up the line if somebody would like to make a comment regarding that. Because I want people to see. Now, this is what I do want people. I want people to see the God in me. You follow me? I want them to see the God in me, but not worship me. I want them to see the God in me and some of the places to see the God in me. Because I always tell everybody, most people know, I tell people all the time, I'm flawed up front. So you know, when you see me, you know that I am proper Lorraine Matthews. You have to be flawed but favored by God. So I let people know that. So whatever comes to that place, I want God's people to be blessed by the things of God, to let people know God's will must be done in the kingdom of God. But I don't want anyone to step out of what God has told them to serve the creature more than creation. No, I don't want that to be. And so we want God's people to serve the Lord. That's who you serve. I'm a servant of the Lord. So I want people to know that. But I believe yesterday in my teaching on Sunday, very powerful word that we were dealing with, the turning point. Some of you can watch it on my Facebook page. All right, Minister Brian, I hope that I was able to make that clear.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Minister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They said it. But now there's a question.
Say it one more time.
They said amen, but there's a text that came in and says, how do you feel? Do you feel at times people are worshiping, looking at you as a god?
This is what I feel in the kingdom of God. People need an example of godliness. With all that's going on in the world, they're looking for an authentic ministry or authentic people who would be an example of godliness, even though they're flawed. And from that place, people, when they receive a rich word from the Lord, whether it's the man or woman of God, that's impacting their lives. Because you gotta remember something in Romans, Evangelist Marshall, you can jump in with it. Can we shift a minute, Evangelist Marshall?
Yes, by all means.
Okay, let's shift. The Word of God says this in Romans 10:9. Now listen to this. Romans 10:9. It says 10:9. Now look how powerful this is. 10:9. Let me go here real quick. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now listen, look at how powerful it is. How then should they call on him whom they have not believed? And how do they call on the person who they have not believed? And how should they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a what? Preacher. So my God is that a preacher is to preach the word of God. And the people have to look at me as an example of godliness or the things of God. So when they look at me as a preacher, they see the authentic side of the preacher. They see the godly side of the preacher. And they see the human side of the preacher. And from that place, I have to personify the things of the kingdom of God. The authentic side of me shows the real side of me as a preacher. And so when people gravitate towards that, they're looking for realness. Am I right, Apostle Simmons? And thank you, God. They're looking for somebody that they can relate to from that place. And I won't necessarily say they make me a God, but they're excited about the God in me, and they're excited about what they see in the godliness in me. And from that place, they're blessed by the godliness. Now, here's what's important. If I allow them to put me in a position of godly, of a God, then pride cometh. So if I remain humble while they're understanding my relationship with God and being blessed, because the masterpiece of any great preacher that moves in the kingdom and impact people's lives, we must remain broken so our oil can pour on the people. And so I have to be in a place where, and with God all the time, where pride cannot overrule that which is reigning in me in the kingdom. And from that standpoint, I want to be sensitive when I share things. If I say people making me God, a God, I think they're being blessed by the God in me. And it's me if I allow them to become that. Now, is there people that would try to, that would put you on a pedestal? Sure. This is the thing that's important. When people say things godly about you, it's an honorable thing. And I think sometimes when people hear other individuals speak of honorable things, they may assume that these people are making you God. No, the Word of God says, esteem another higher than yourself. And oftentimes in ministry, because of our people insecurity, or they can't be in the place themselves, or they're looking outside wishing they can be there, or they don't want to engage other people in being happy for them, they would think certain things. And I'm not saying this position. I'm just speaking from a standpoint of over 27 years in ministry of dealing with different types of spirit personalities, agendas, and what people see. Because prophetic words are very powerful, very powerful. And sometimes, and I'm not saying the word yesterday wasn't, so I want the record to reflect people, but sometimes people can give you a prophetic word from a feeling or emotional place or how they feel about how other people may say things to you. And from that place, they may give you the prophetic word from that place, or people will give you a word from a place of where they have been or where they are in their lives. And those are somewhat dangerous places to be in, because when you release a word from eternity and God allows you to have authority over it in time and cover it with sacred and release a secret, it becomes dangerous if the prophetic word is not true. Did everybody get that? So if a person gives you a prophetic word from eternity and God gives them to it to you in time, and you hold it from the, you keep it from a sacred place and you release the secret of it, and it's not the word of God, it's a dangerous place for that person that released that word. You have 86,400 seconds in a day, 24 hours in a day, and to God, 1,000 years. So for a person to release a word that comes from eternity, in other words, a word that already exists before it was time or exists before sound and frequency, and you get it from God, it has to be a powerful word. Now, I'm saying this, Pastor Gaining, and thank you, God, because when people prophesy, they don't understand the power of the prophecy and prophesy, the C-Y and the S-Y. To prophesy and to have the prophecy means that God allowed you to house a word over a word that he spoke it. So let me say this for a second. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with you, and the Word was you, and the Word became flesh. Now, here's what he said in Genesis. It's very powerful in the book of Genesis when God spoke the Word. Here's what he said in Genesis, chapter number 1, about in the beginning. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Powerful. And the earth was without form, and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the water. Now think about this, people of God. If in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, in the beginning was the Word. And then he said, heaven and earth would pass away, but his Word would never go. Look how powerful Word is. Now look at this, Pastor Rolando Brown. He said, in the beginning was God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning. But before there was the beginning of heaven and earth, it was Word. So the Word carried the most ultimate thing than what? Than the heaven and the earth. Because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was before anything. You need sound to create frequency. You need frequency to create places and depth and individual. You need frequency and spaces to make room to put those things. So the Word is powerful. So just imagine a man or woman carrying a word from eternity. So if you get a word from eternity and get it and put it into time, and God give you the word in time and allow you to handle a word from eternity, get it in time, then put it in a sacred body to reveal a secret, and it's a lie. Think about that. You follow what I'm saying? Think about how many people took words. So in other words, if it's a lie, Pastor Gaining, Apostle Simon, Minister of the Week of Brian, Evangelist Gwen Marshall, and it's not a word from God, then they took time to get a word from a realm of demonic Nephilim to give them a word. So that means that they allowed a demonic entity and a fallen spirit to enter into them to carry a demonic spirit to release it to human life. Now think about that. Let me say that again. So if it's a false prophecy, they allow a demonic spirit to release a word into them to release it out of their mouth into a human life. That's a dangerous thing to do. So that's why when you release a prophetic word, I know this is a powerful what I'm sharing with you today. So it's very powerful when people release a word from the Lord. That's why you got to be very careful when you open your mouth and say, oh, the Spirit of the Lord, God said it. That's why you got to be careful when you say, God said it, and then you're praying that God take it away, and you leave it and let it go, and you walk it away, and you say, God said it. That means you have tapped into, you have authorized a demon to give you a word. Let me say it again. You have authorized a demon to give you a word. That's a bad place to be in. You can unmute your line and say amen. Because when you give a word that ain't God, you authorize a demon to give you a word. That's not a good thing.
Amen.
So you got to be very careful. And then people, when you release a rhema word from the Lord and it's fresh off the press to the lives of God's people, man, it's an honorable thing from the Lord. And the reason why, because God carefully gave you a word from eternity and put it into time and then gave it to you from a sacred place to reveal his secret. That's a powerful place. And then to make it an exact word, a changing word that changed the lives of God's people, that's a powerful word. So there's a place in you that God honored you for being able to release such a word into the lives of a people to change their lives. See, the word is such a powerful, powerful thing that comes in the kingdom of God. See, you have to be very careful of your word and how you say those words. And while I'm teaching tonight, I'm speaking to myself at the same time. Because when you are a carrier, watch this thing to God. Just imagine a prophet, and I can speak for myself from this authentic place. Just imagine I'm speaking for me now. I'm carrying the sacred word of God in me. Follow me. And I'm releasing it to God's people in the earth now. So, to release a word from eternity into time, then to grab it from a sacred place and reveal his secrets to the people of God. And once I reveal it to the people of God, you go right back to the state of who you are, flesh, and the flesh dwell among it. And beginning with the word, and word was with God, the word was God, and the word dwelleth among us, and the word became flesh. Now, I have to deal with the what? The word that's covering the flesh. So my warfare and my battles and my fight are so horrendous in the thought of the cerebellum and the cerebrum and the central nervous system, because I was able to go through demon powers and demon influence and demon fight to get an exact word in the dimensions and the spirit realm and pull that word out and give it exactly to that man, exactly to that woman of God, and make it a word that's right now for their life. So what I'm doing, people of God, is I'm taking a word from eternity and I'm releasing it into time, and I'm connecting it to the exact dimension of the molecule, the organ of the very human life that must be the exact specimen that God spoke in before they ever existed in their life. That's a powerful word. So before you ever existed in your life, God has given me a word to release to you, and it must match specifically your destiny, preordained word. That's an honorable thing that God would allow us to do it. So when he releases that, and then after you release it, you go back and be flawed. You're still human. And wow. That's why when you come from the mountain of glory and honor, I call it between eternity and insanity, and come back down here in humanity, and you still got to deal with crazy stuff and going through your mind, you be like, whoa. You got to really have somebody balance in your life with you around there. You say, you back home? I'm back home. You sure you here? I'm here. You need more time? I need more time. Can I go back to eternity? No, because once you reach that place, you'll never get that again. So God is so powerful. He makes it where you will never get that place again. You know how people say, man, I wish I could flow like I was 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 months. You'll never get that place again. God has never, ever, ever allowed you to be in that place ever again. He said, wow. And somebody ask me the question. Look at somebody say, why? Because let me just say why, Prophet Matthew? Lord, I'm going to be up with you. Somebody say, ask me why. Come on, you can help me to that. Say, why? Somebody just say, say the word why.
Why?
The reason why, is because everything is new. God created a new space every time you release the old one. He's forever moving. So he never lets you go backwards. He lets you go forward. Ooh, look at that. See, when we get stuck in a glory moment. God want to take us from glory to glory. So you'll never go back to that space. It becomes greater and greater. That's why people say, man, I wish I was like I was this year. I wish I could sing like that. God said, no. You have to go glory. Once he gives you a presence of his glory, it gets greater. It doesn't digress. It progresses. God is eternal. That's why when people start consulting your past, they mess up. God doesn't consult the past. He consults your future. He's always futuristic. You're the only one that condemn yourself. Look, God does not condemn people, period. What he does is he convicts you. He said, why did he convict you? Because you're already sentenced by him. If you're sentenced by God, he has to convict you because you're sentenced. If you're already sentenced by God, only thing he do is convict you. Am I blessing somebody today? So when God convicts you, you go, oh, I feel bad. Don't get feel bad. You're sentenced by God. Paul said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. So if you're convicted by God, thank him because you've been sentenced by him. And when you're not sentenced by him, then somebody else will sentence you, and you don't want the devil to do that. Am I blessing somebody today? I know I'm messing some people up tonight. So I thank God for conviction because I'm already sentenced by God. I'm already a prisoner of him. So he have the right to convict me because I'm a prisoner. Now, condemnation is a totally different thing because God doesn't deal with condemnation. God, what did it say? Romans 8 and 1, what did it say? Look at Romans 8 and 1, and I shared that with our church. God does not con us. He don't damn us, and he doesn't take a nation. He don't condemn nations. He doesn't do that. Let's see what Romans 8 says about that. There is, therefore, now no conning from God, no damning from God, and no taking the nation away. God does not condemn nation. He doesn't condemn us. He convicts us because we're always sentenced by him. So the holy prophetic word from God is a very powerful thing. And people use prophecy so loosely. So most people who get a wrong word from a prophet or prophetess or somebody, guess what? They're upset with prophetess and prophet. No, be upset with the person. Don't be mad at the title and then the person who carried the title put him under the category of all the rest. You have to be careful. Because after all, you received the prophetic word because you were a prophetic junkie. When someone give you a word to bring you out of the junkie state, then what he do is he go inside and log off. That's what you say. He logs you off. So when you get a real prophecy over the false prophecy, what a prophet does is literally log you off. He goes inside and logs you out of what you were saying to release you into what God said. And then he logs you back on. So what the next time, the person won't hack your email or hack your life. We got a lot of people walking around in the world been hacked. And the reason why they've been hacked, once you've been hacked by one prophet, you can be hacked by another. Because it's easy to hack you. Why? Because you're already jacked up. You hacked. So once you hack a thing, you can hack it again. But once a prophet of the kingdom of God comes out and gives you a prophetic word that's the exact over the other prophecy, what he does is he logs you off. He logs you off of that realm or that dimension. And he logs you back on with the right word. And once you receive the right word, the molecules, the neurological part of the brain lights back up. It turns on the light, the corona, the crown, and it lights back up. And once it lights back up, the cardiology or the heart begins to beat in the frequency, and the frequency moves. So what you have is now this is going to bless you because I'm going to use it from a musical tone that you can use it when you think about the David, when you look at David from David light. So you receive a word. So you receive what? You receive the concert, and then it takes you into the orchestra. The orchestra are every part of the body movement. The orchestra is every part of your motor skill. The concert, there it is to place the state of the mind. Then the orchestra is every organ in your body, and the rhythm is connected to the substratum of your body momentum. And so between the orchestra between the concert, the orchestra, and the rhythm, it all establishes a frequency. So your body is a carry of the rhythmic presence of God. It just happened that the sisnu covered it, but you are an orchestra. You are a concert and an orchestra and a rhythm, and then you're part of the frequency of God. It's powerful how you are. So in you dwell. So when a prophecy comes, guess what? The orchestra of the concert sets in place people. The orchestra sets in place organ. The rhythm sets in place spiritual things. And then the frequency gives you power to move an authority of God. It's all based upon understanding the word of God. Then you move in what? You move in dialect, intellect, dialogue with God. You move in all of those things in the presence of God. You're able to hear from God, receive from God, connect to God, talk to God. You don't need any mediation around you. You can do all of those things with God, and you can go into the presence of yourself. So words are very powerful instrumental things, instrumental to God, the powerful thing of the word of God. And it's very powerful to you in the lives of the men and women of God. So I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for the glory of the word of God. And I thank God for when prophecy comes, it doesn't come to sit and wait. Prophecy activates something. There's an activation that comes with the prophetic word from the Lord. And I bless the Lord today for prophecy that will activate something. It will release something. It will change something. It will open up the people to some things that God has for their life, because it's a powerful tool for people to have the prophetic word. And that's when prophecy becomes powerful to the kingdom of God and to the lives of God's people. That's why everyone needs a prophet in their life, because the prophetic word is very powerful for the lives of God's people. I hope that was able to make sense and bless the people of God on today. Now, Anybody want to ask a question, or you want to ask a question concerning what I said, or make a statement concerning what was shared, what I shared, or even the prophetic word that I shared with you that was given to me on yesterday.
Matthew, there's two texts that that came in. The first statement was they didn't understand how that could be a prophetic word when it sounds like really it was an insult. And the second statement was that they believe that the leader is to be careful not to be high-minded and not making merchandise out of the people. Since he is pushing the people's purpose, then it is important that the people learn to thank God for the anointing and the move of God in him.
Wow. Well, I can say this to both of those words or comments of people that comment. I don't take lightly any prophetic word. I want to say that. I'm very careful when I receive a prophetic word. And oftentimes in my life, I can say in my lifetime, I haven't received a lot of prophecy from people. For whatever the reason may be, a lot of people don't prophesy to me. And I'm not bothered if they don't prophesy to me. I'm okay with that. If I get a prophetic word, it's an honor. And the reason why I don't take the prophetic word lightly, because I have to have an ear to hear and judge the word that comes to me. And I have to be very careful what they say to me, so that when I receive it, I can be the judge of the word of God. And I can say, okay, that word is for me. Or I can say that I can relate to that word, but the word may not be for me, but I can relate to it. That word may be for the audience, because I'm the presenter of the word. The word came to help me understand the audience of the people, that the people don't make me a God. So if I was in a class dealing with prophetic people, let me just put it like this. I would say to the person that gave me the word, wow, awesome word. Now, what I would love for you to do is present that to the people so that the people can hear what God told you to tell me concerning the word. Because I'm not making you the God. The people is. So the people probably need to hear that word. Now, would that make sense? Because the word was given to me, but it should have been given to the people so the people could know, look, don't make the man a God, a God. You follow what I'm saying? If I was dealing with the student, so I would say, awesome word. Thank you for sharing it. What you should do, now let's release it to the people so the people can know that's a word from the Lord. So the people can know, wow, we don't want you to worship the creature. We want you to worship creation, and that's God. So that the people can understand, okay, we don't want to be worshiping the man or the woman. We want to receive from the word of God, from the man or the woman of God, so the word becomes a power and authority. The other question that was there, you may have to rephrase that a little bit for me, man, so that I can be able to break it down a little bit more. The second one.
The second statement is that they also believe that the leader is to be careful not to be high-minded and not making merchandise out of the people. Since he is pushing people,
yes,
then is it important that the people learn to thank God for the anointing and the move of God in him.
Wow, powerful. Let me give you a perfect example of something that happened yesterday. Administrator Brian, we received this yesterday from Administrator Brian. I mean, administrative God, I guess we do that yesterday, administrative God. But it's very powerful. Amen. Something happened yesterday, administrative God, and say to God, I want people to hear this, is very powerful yesterday. Ms. Levi, do you have her information? Do you have her number, the person that happened to yesterday?
Do I have a number?
Yeah, do you have the number?
No, I can get it.
Yeah, it's very powerful. Okay, yeah. Okay, here's the word. Okay, thank you. I got it. Beautiful. Okay, here's the word. This is it. The prophetic word. The people have begun to worship creation more than the creator that it is. It is idolatry. That's the word. Okay, thank you. Exodus 20:3. Thou shalt have no other God before me. That's God. Direct the people to him, to God, saith the Most God. Okay. So it's our job, for God is a jealous God. So we have to direct the people to God. Thank you. Better. So everybody can have. We have to make sure the people begin to worship the creation. No, the people have worshipped creation more than the creator. There it is. That's idolatry. So our job is to make sure the people, they got the right term now, make sure the people don't worship creation more than the creator of us. Amen. It becomes idolatry. And that idolatry. Gross immorality, idolatry. Exodus 20:3. So it's important for us to always lead the people to the things of God. Then I make sure I ask a question concerning that. Because I never want anybody to worship me or put me on a giant pedestal. The Bible says, give honor to Rome, honor to esteem another person higher than you. And I think sometimes when we see the word esteem a person, somebody acknowledging, people could take that as somebody worshiping you. That's not a worshiper. That's just acknowledging the person. I acknowledge Administrator Brian for the great work that she did, the impact that she made. You know, you follow what I'm saying. So our job is to not esteem a person, but not worship him. Amen. Worship is a totally different thing. All right. That's it, Minister of God. Very powerful. Something happened yesterday, thanks to God. Thank you, Evangelist Marshall. Wake. Evangelist Marshall, come on in a quick second. We thank God for Evangelist Marshall. Everybody know Evangelist Gwen Marshall. Powerful kingdom leader and powerful woman of God, our great sister, Evangelist Marshall. We thank God for her today and who she is in the kingdom of God and the impact she has blessed the kingdom and God's people. So we thank God for our sister, Evangelist Marshall. All right, Minister, I sent it to you. I just sent it to you. Did you get it?
Yes, sir.
Alexis, the daughter.
Okay. The daughter. All right,
yeah.
I get it.
And how about it? Yeah, you got it. Okay. All right. I want you to hear what happened yesterday. And this is actually prophetic because I prophesied this to many people around the world. I prophesied this to many people. It was a prophetic word. So I prophesied this. So I want you to hear the prophecy because sometimes people need to hear the prophetic word that came forth. And she's coming on in a minute. And this is going to bless you all. But we need to hear prophecy of what God has done. Now, everybody heard some of the prophetic words that I said. Now, I told the people yesterday in the turning point seed, everybody, how many remember me talking about the turning point seed? And, you know, I told people, by this time tomorrow, what the turning point seed is going to do. How many remember that? Anybody remember that? Or how many people sold it into the turning point seed? And man, ask Administrator Brian, that turning point seed, a whole lot of people have been blessed today. I get inboxes from people with the turning point seed. And is anybody on here that have received from that turning point seed? Unmute your line, and I'm going to give two people the chance. If you received something from the turning point seed yesterday, from yesterday morning when it was released at the 7:30, 8 o'clock hour, or even, and I talked about the turning point, and I gave 16 points. If you received something from the turning point seed, yes, ma'am.
Hey, Prophet, this is Alexis.
Alexis, bless you on today. God bless you, woman God. Woman God, tell the people what happened from yesterday. I want you to share with the people. Now, this is one Alexis, very powerful woman of God and one of the daughters. I want you to share with the people what when I talked about sewing that $100 turning point suit. And then you can't put it on your Facebook page, can you? Could you do that?
I can do that. I can do the go back and do that, just kind of block some account. But, yeah, I'll go back and post it.
Yeah. Okay. Come on. I want you to tell the people about the prophetic word. Now, everybody, I want you to listen to this. If you want to call somebody up and share, if you want to get a recording, I'm going to give you all a chance to do that. What we're going to do, I want you to call as many people up as you can right now and tell them to jump off. Hear about what her turning point seed did. I promise you, you're going to be blessed. Let's take a commercial and come back. Let's take two of the commercials and come back. All right, we'll do that.
Yes, sir. Give me a hot second.
All right. Bless the Lord today. I'm telling you, God is doing some powerful things when he speaks to his prophet and releases the word, the prophetic word to the people. I'm telling you, there's some powerful things happening. Thanks to God, Evangelist Marshall, and people of God. God is doing some things to blow my mind. Okay.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-year church celebration. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Laron Matthews, Sr., Pastor.
The anniversary celebration theme. It's time to make it count.
March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, Sr., Pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night, March 26th at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. Laron Matthews and the Restoration Family. For more information, call 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-Year Church Celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022.
Amen. All right, we're back. We're back live. The word turning point is a point at which a significant change occurs. And everybody mark that word down. Turning point, a point which a significant change occurs. A turning point, a point at which a significant change occurs. That's a critical time. The Lord gave me that yesterday morning on my way home, traveling, turning point. Climatic, climate, landmark, milestone, all critical areas, turning point, very critical turning point. All right. Come on in, woman of God, and share with us what you sent me a messenger.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, everything I've been with Prophet LaRon Ministries for years and everything he has prophesied has came to pass. Like, I still remember about my car, and it came, like, instantly, and just a lot of other things dealing with my granddad's transition that happened a few months ago. It came just instantly. So this time, I'm always trust him. This is the only prophet I trust. So he talked about, when he preached about the turnaround seat yesterday, he had said a prophecy about my mother, and I just started boo-hooing, crying, because he said some things that I didn't know. But I said, you know what, Lord? I said to myself, you know what, Lord? This all I have in my lack. So I'm going to sow this seed for my family, for my bloodline. And, like, instantly when I sowed that seed, while Prophet was still prophesying on the call yesterday, I end up sowing the $100 seed. That was like, I think that was all I had, really. I probably was down to like maybe $40, $60. But when I sold that $100 seed, I just opened up a savings account with my Bank of America. I just opened up a savings account online, yesterday on the 19th. And so I didn't have anything in that savings account but maybe a few hundred that I kept transferring to my checking. So when I checked my account, it was like maybe $0 or so. And so I checked it again yesterday evening. It's had so many eights. I was like, I know I'm not tripping. It said 888,888.88. All those eights. And I was like, that's almost $1 million. So I was like, God, if this is like, you know, I was just like, oh my gosh, I know this ain't for real. But I knew it had to be God with that turnaround seed, but I just didn't expect that. So I'm still like, because they have it on hold. I have been wrestling to get it today because I'm like, okay, I believe Prophet, something going down, but I just expected it to happen so instantly because he said 24 hours, something going to happen. So I'm just was waiting to see what's going to happen in 24 hours. But this thing happened within 5 hours or less. And I was just like, oh, my God. So this is how I think the devil working right now, because I'm declaring the decree, and this is my money for my miracle abundance for my bloodline. So I basically was Googling, of course, number eight. They were talking about how the number eight, because I'm a numerology person. So, of course, I'm like, well, dude, I got all these eights. So I just wanted to kind of get confirmation in the spirit realm that this ain't nothing I'm just tripping on. So, of course, they were talking about miracle money, meaning eight. I know eight means new beginnings, but they were like, miracle money, it means eight. That means unexpected wealth. So I was just,
I said, yeah. R.W. Shandock, he talked about that miracle money all his life. He did all that money like that, coming in the bank. Yeah.
My God. Yes. And they were talking about how the eight is shaped like infinity, like the infinity number. And they were talking about infinity wealth. So I was just like, Lord, what's going on? Like, and they were talking about the obedience, you know, the sowing of the seeds and, you know, how being holy, this could be a blessing. So I still got that money on hold. It's been on hold in my account. It's still in my account. But today I called because I had to tell my mama last night. And I was like, Mama, I don't know. She was like, you sure? So, of course, she was like, you better give them that money back. You know, that's. I was like, Mama, this is spiritual. I kept saying I sold that $100 seed, that turnaround seed. And this happened. I told her, this is not a coincidence, Mama. So today I called and they were telling me
the bank really was saying, they said I was a victim of identity theft. And I was like, how? I just got opened up this savings account over the weekend. I didn't really use nothing, gave my account number to nobody, but this is what they're saying. But this is what men are saying. This ain't in the spirit room. I know this is what they saying, and I'm not receiving that. So basically, they were telling me you got a hold on your account because that my Bank of America app says you have a hold on your account. They said the deposit is on hold. So that means there's a pending deposit that's supposed to credit. But the people, the customer service representatives, they don't know where it's coming from, and I don't even see where, you know, like you look at your account, they don't know where it's coming from. So all they can do is thinking like, oh, we got to freeze her account, right, because we don't know where this money then came from. So now it's like, I had to but I had to open up account today.
I told Apostle Simmons, we talked about this. And I shared this with the people. Now, if some of you go back to my Facebook Live about 2 weeks ago, I was telling people that God is going to put money in your account. You're going to open up an account, and money is going to go into your directly into your account.
My God,
And then you got to understand, when Elijah told the Lord for which the king leans on, he said, about this time tomorrow. Now, notice what he said. He said he didn't give a specific time. He said about this time. So at any time, God can move in a Cairo. God can move any time. So when he spoke, he said about this time tomorrow. He didn't give the exact time. He said about. So everything is ready for what God wants to do in your life, your life, your life. And there's countless of people, and that's what I was saying to the people, when God can trust you to handle his word from eternity and bring it down into time and give it to a sacred person to release his secret, that's a powerful place in the kingdom. And you receive it. I receive the word of the Lord, and God release you. He gave you a word that was already before time to hit exactly to the dimension and the depth of who you are in the kingdom, who you are in the kingdom, and give you that word, God, and make it happen. And then a bank can't even give you records. The bank can't even give her a record. Oh, they can't give her no record of where it come from. So it got to go to her. They can't give her. They can't tell her where it come from. See, this is what God is doing, people of God. I told you, there's some stuff happening in this month that's going to blow our minds. And we're not even done what the Lord is doing. We ain't seen yet what God is committed to do for his people. See, what the pandemic did, or the pandemic, or the virus did, it made us go viral because I prophesied into what was in people's lives to log them off, to log them back on. So you have to have the word that can change the things of people. And so as a prophetic voice, you're releasing the word, Pastor Gaining. You're releasing the word, Pastor Aaron. You have to step out into that realm. And that realm is open because it's a space. And that space said, in my Father's house are many mansions. That means dimension. In the Greek means space. So there's spaces that God want to give you. Well, everybody's going out of space, we're tapping into the realm of the space. So we're tapping into dimensions, Evangelist Marshall, that God is allowing us to tap into. Evangelist Marshall have a praise report, too, of what God did with the seed and how God blessed us. And I'm telling you, so people can laugh about this, but I thank God for Alexis Shaw. Thank you, Alexis. Share that and some of the things she released. Because as a virtual member and a covenant partner, if that's approved, guess what? We're blessed. You see the thing? The kingdom is blessed. And then we can bless the kingdom. See, this is what the kingdom of God is about. Amen. So I thank God for what God is doing. I'm prophesying. And what did I say to our local church? I said, I'm not, Sister Lexi, I'm asking God. I didn't ask God to send us millionaires. God raised up millionaires among us. Raise up millionaires right among us. The ones that are faithful, make them millionaires. Raise up millionaires among us. Raise up the millionaires. You raise up what's in you. Make you raise up the millionaires among us.
Jesus.
And we have people that God bless put $1 million among us, but they're just human people. So we thank God for what the Lord has done for the people. See, your obedience is always a down payment. It's always a down payment for the blessing that God is going to do for people. And your obedience to God to do what you did for your mom and family, look what the Lord did.
Jesus.
All eight. No other dimension. All eight. In dimensional numbers.
Yeah.
Please, you saints, don't get up here and start going into some of witchcraft with the morality. Please don't do that. We're not talking about witchcraft here. We're talking about understanding height, depth, width of the kingdom of God. We understand it. We're talking about the word. Okay? So it's okay. Thank you, God. We don't want you, because we got some people, they'll be like, they'll take it to another level and what we're explaining for the purpose of the word of God. Somebody going to always come and then they're going to go into, oh, this is witchcraft. So you mean tell me the witch put the money in the bank? Well, thank God for the wealth of the unjust, because the witch is the unjust. So thank God for that. Man, thank you. Thank you, warlock. Thank you, witch. Thank you, one who would use a code. But we bless the Lord today. So we thank God for that. Did you want to share something else, Alexis, with us? Amen. All right. Are you still there, Alexis? You get star 6 and come in.
Mm-hmm.
You give it a prayer for about your mom.
She's on a merge.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's just amazing. That's all I was going to say. That's just amazing. They still trying to find out where it come out, but I'm declaring that they're going to take this hold off. I had to get a new account because they said something about this, you know, it was just, they were making up all types of stuff. So they had to close my account and get a new one, but they still have it pending. So that means that it's still in my account and we just waiting on the hold. So I'm declaring the Korean that this is for the kingdom.
Amen. I need about 50,000 people to say we agree. We standing in the word for that. We believe in God. I'm believing God right there. I'm believing on the word of God. That's going to be released to her.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. What belongs to you is you. And that's the prophetic word that's been spoken. That's the word of God that's been spoken. So only God can do such a thing. Is there anything too hard for anything too hard from the Lord? What did I say? You can believe and God will move on behalf of you. You trust God, God will do it for you. I believe God. I believe God for the saints. I believe God that he will raise up millionaires among us. You can send a millionaire, but God raise them up among us, that they will be blessed. And then they will bless the kingdom. So I thank God for her faithfulness and her seed to sow and trust God. Anyone else got a praise report? Anyone else want to say something the Lord did for them? It's okay now. We already in it now. Hit star 6 and come on in. We won't delay long. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right. Evangelist Marshall, did you want to say something?
Yes, glory to God. God bless you, visionary of the line. When I sold my seed, you had prophesied that I would be getting contracts. And I was thinking in my business, a contract. But what God allowed me to do was a nursing contract where I was able to go out of state and work what they call crisis pay in another state for two and almost 3 months. And through that, God blessed beyond measure. And we are living in a time where God is looking for the uncommon. We're looking for common things, and God is looking for the uncommon. And you cannot look at everything as being normal. You know, we're not normal. Those in the kingdom is not normal. We are uncommon, and this is the season of the uncommon. We have been hidden. It is a need. There was inventors back in the day of old that came out of darkness because there was a need, and God is bringing us into the light. And even though the enemy tried to dim our light, we are the light of the world. We are uncommon, and we're carrying an uncommon light that he's going to allow to shine in the darkness. And as it is dimming in the world, he's going to continue to illuminate us because the light of God is in us. And I just want to say to you all tonight, quit looking for common things. Quit looking for common prophecy. Quit looking for common words. We are uncommon generation going forward in the name of Jesus. You got to pray uncommon. You can't just do a regular prayer. You got to be uncommon, everything that you do. We're looking for uncommon blessings. Her blessing that she got that was all the eight is uncommon, unheard of, unusual. And it's time for us to have uncommon expectations and believe that the light that shines in us will allow uncommon things to happen, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're not of the world. We're not of it. We're in it. We're not of it. We're uncommon. So God bless you.
Man. My God. Evangelist Gwen Marshall. Ooh, that was powerful. We are uncommon. And I remember the year we had the conference talking about when the unknown become the known, the uncommon. Wow. That's powerful. So we thank God for what the Lord is releasing to his people and to us for such a time now. We are in a prophetic window right now. So at any moment right now, even as the woman of God said, while she was sowing the seed, now watch this, she was sowing the seed, she was being blessed. So she had the faith of the centurion man. Watch this. Turn with me to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew and show you how powerful a miracle is, how God can do things in the miraculous. Matthew 8:8-5. Here's what he says. And when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. In other words, straining him, begging him, beseeching him, clinging to him. Say, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick, a palsy, and grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Now listen to this. Now look at the prophetic word. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should do what? Come under my roof. Why? Because he was telling Jesus, I don't want you to go under anything. I need you to go over all things. Look at somebody say over. So he was saying, no, I don't want you to go under this matter. I want you to cover all the matter. In other words, I don't want you to cover just this space here. I want you to cover the dimension. I want you to cover all. Now look at it. He said, I am a man of authority. And watch this. I'm a centurion. Answer the Lord. I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Now look at that. Number one, look at underline the first under. Number one, under my roof. But I speak the word, but speak the word only. Now what are we talking about? The word. My servant word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under, for the, underline two, number two, that's two under, authority, having soldiers under, three, that's three under me. And I can say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another cometh, and he cometh, and to a servant do, and this they do it. Now, look at the power of that. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto the fellows, to those that followed, scripture, those that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in what? Israel. You know what Israel means? Promise. I have not found such faith in this promise. Man, you have to understand what God is doing right now. I've been talking about this month all the time to people. You have to be prepared for what's about to happen. I already put my petition to the Lord. I told him what I want. I want mine. I petitioned God. Lord, this is what I want by this day. Stand on it. I ain't changed. I'm standing on the word of God. I ain't changed. I stood on the word of God. And I'm believing God. And now I'm watching him manifest those things. I'm asking for the uncommon. Isn't that what you said, Evangelist Marshall? We're not common.
Yes. We're not common.
I'm believing God. I believe God. I'm believing the Lord. With all the Holocaust I'm dealing with and the Holocaust I'm dealing with, to get to Pentecost, I want it all. I don't want stuff. I want all that God has for me. Everything that he can give. I want it in some. Because I'm a sharer anyway. I share. I give you a few. You get a few dollars. I'll give you a few too. You want a few? I want you a few too. Because I believe in that. I believe in that. Amen. And he said, and here's what he said in verse 17. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom should be cast in outer darkness. There would be what? Weeping and gnashing the teeth. Now here's what powerful she said in verse 17. And Jesus said unto the children, go thy way, thou hast believed, so be it unto you. Now listen what it has the power for that. Now listen to this, Apostle Simon. He said, and his servant was healed in what? The self-same hour. So while he was talking, his servant was being healed in that self-same hour. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? 86,400 seconds in a day. 86,400 seconds in a day. In the self-same hour, that very hour of the 86,400 seconds, a miracle was happening right there. In between the 86,400 seconds, a miracle was happening in those seconds. And God can do that for you. And he can do it for you, you and you all today. We bless the Lord today. Oh, I bless God. I thank God for your ministry. And you can take that for yourself and claim it, that in the self-same hour, it's already done. While we're talking now, it's already manifest. The word of God said in what? Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before you call, I will answer. While you're yet waiting, I have already responded. It's being already done. It's a done deal. Look at somebody say, it's a done deal. It's already done. It's already done. And I told the people yesterday when we talked about what? The turning point blessing. What I call it? The turning point seed. That turning point seed works. It's a turning point seed. That seed works. That turning point seed works. Hallelujah. The turning point seed. That's a powerful seed. That turning point seed, what God is doing. Minister, everybody, do you want to say? A point at which a significant change occurs. Immediately, boom, it happens. All right, anyone else tonight? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I've been praying before for something they'd like to say. Amen.
Yes, Prophet.
Come on in. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. This is Angel. You prophesied to me that a door was going to open for me, and the door did open. I wanted to say that when you spoke at the beginning, when you talked about in the beginning when you was talking about, you know, should you, the person that gave you that message, you know, that prophecy and how we felt about it, the Lord has been dealing with me about, you know, character assassinators. When God starts working through his prophets, first of all, you're going to have people that's going to come out of jealousy when God is getting ready to do a new thing on the scene. He gave me the scripture where he said when Israel needed to be delivered, when Israel needed to be free, God had raised up a prophet in that time, and by that prophet, Israel was preserved. And what's happening is that God knows what we need in this season, especially the time of corona, the things that's going on in the land. And we are moving in a season of where miracles, signs, and wonders are happening. But what God is doing is, and I know this for a fact with you, I've never known you to try to take credit for yourself or anything like that. I've always seen you as a humble man of God. I've always seen you as a man of God that's of integrity, a man of character, and with all the hell and with all the Holocaust and all that that's coming against you, you know, it's the anointing that's attracting, the anointing is attracting the attack. So a lot of times you have what you call these people that want to come with allegations, accusations, and then they are assassinators. So they're coming to assassinate your character because the enemy does not want you to speak what the Lord says. He wants to intimidate or bully the faith of God that's inside of your belly. And so when you speak in the way that you speak, the Bible says every man to prophesy according to your faith. And I thought about it just now. You know, a mustard seed is small, but do you expect a mustard seed to stay small? No, a mustard seed must grow. And it has to grow stronger and stronger. The more you prophesy, the more you exercise what God has placed inside of your mouth. Just like he told Jeremiah, he said, I put my words in your mouth. You know, he touched Jeremiah's mouth, but he said, I put my words in your mouth. Say not that you're a child. Don't say that you're a child. So there are different levels of prophets. You have baby prophets. You have adolescent prophets. You have prophets that are growing into, you know, to maturity. And so, you know, they want to shut the mouth of true prophets. And I believe that God, what God is doing, when God even took Saul off the scene, God had removed his hands. He still was God's anointed, but God had raised up David. And when you talk about the key of David, hey, God has given us the key for the prophetic, for this end time prophetic movement. And so what's happening is that, hey, God is raising us. Yeah, God is raising us up under a great man of God, who is you, prophet, and not that we are worshiping you. You know, worshiping the creator, more, the creature more than the creator. No, that's blah. No, actually what it is, prophet, is because of who you are in the kingdom and what God has destined for you to do, and the people that are connected to you, where the head moves, the body moves. You understand? So if God gave you that assignment to train and have the school of the prophets, I call this season of what you're doing, what God is doing in your life, you're training prophets on all levels, on all walks of life, the hurting, the rejects. And you'd be surprised who God might put his coat on. But with that, what I wanted to say is what God had did with me at the time that I've sown my seeds and whatever God had given to me and the give or whatever, I watched God supernaturally, and this is no lie, pour something on me. I said, God, I want the oil. I want the oil. Forget everything else. Here, I want the oil. You know, because I want, like you said, I want everything that God has for me. I watched my life transform, prophet, and I'm saying this to you, man of God. My life personally is transformed. I'm praying more than I've ever prayed before. I'm sitting at the feet of the Lord. Of course, y'all have attacks, but I'm sitting at the feet of the Lord and asking God, Father, what is it you want me to have? I'm seeking the Lord, asking him for directions. And you are training us in how to move by the Spirit and not by our flesh, how to have our ears tuned in to the voice of God, and being able to speak the word of the Lord out of our mouth with no fear. I believe that this is an attack to intimidate the faith of God inside of you. And I want to encourage you, prophet, speak whatever God tells you to say. I don't see nobody trying to bow down and worship you. Come on, you're not a god.
You understand what I'm saying? You are a man of God, and I think what it is the person, whoever did it, sometimes, you know, you got some people that's on the scene, they're intimidated or they're jealous. You know, the Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. So they will come and try to sow into your ear a word that's not from the Lord, and it sounds like from the Lord, to make you feel inferior so that they can be more superior. And God wants you to continue what you're doing, because I trust the word of the Lord in your mouth. And that's why I want to give honor to whom honor is due. So I just want to release that to you and just be encouraged, prophet. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, woman God. I definitely receive that as well. And as the word was given to me, as it was shared with me, I always ask the Lord, Lord, if I am making the people or getting the people to see me as God, I repent. I don't want that to be. I want you to reveal to me what I'm doing that draw the people towards me and not towards you. If it's your will, and I always, like I said, the prophetic word is a powerful word. So I want to always make sure that everything leads to God, because I don't want to take anything from God's hand and put it in my hand or take it away from the things of the Lord. I never want to do that. I'd rather just sit down or just look, so we want to be with you, before I ever take anything away from what God is doing, or the credit of what God, or the glory of God, or the things of the Lord God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to always make sure God's will is being done in the kingdom. I'm telling you, I don't never want to step in the way of the Lord and in doing with his people or say, I, no. And if anybody ever hear me talk, I never say I. I always say we, us. I always include us as one in this thing. Even the ones that ain't doing us, but it's still us. It's still we. It ain't I. So I thank you. Thank you, woman God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Anyone else tonight? All right. Making sure everything that the Lord gave to us, everything that the Lord is saying, is done in the things of the Lord, in the place of the Lord, in the position of the Lord, and the greatness of the Lord. Amen. And even receiving the prophetic word. I want to make sure I'm in the right place in the Lord and the right things of the Lord and good standing with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Administrative Brian, thank you, Sister Alexis, for releasing that today and sharing with the people of God. We continually pray for your mom there and the family there. And the people of God. Thank you, Lexus. Thank you. And even the release of the word that was shared with me, or the prophetic word that was shared with me. Thank God for what the Lord is doing, what the Lord allowed us to receive and have from his vessel on today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, God. We bless the Lord for you on today. We continue to give God praise, glory, and honor for the people of God on today. Our great friend, Evangelist Marshall, will join me tonight. We're looking forward to what the Lord has for her. The great woman of God, Evangelist Marshall, going to come back and bless us, Evangelist Marshall, on the first Monday night in the month of April. We're going to have Evangelist Gwen Marshall to come back and bless us on the first Monday night in the month of April. So we're looking forward to the woman of God coming back and blessing our spirit. And I know everybody looking forward to hearing from the woman of God. And those of you who are going to be joining us for the eight-year church celebration, we're looking forward to a powerful time in the place and in the building. We're looking forward to seeing you, and you for this awesome conference. I'm excited about you, and you being with us for the conference Friday night, Saturday morning, and Saturday night, and commencing that Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We'll have a great time in the Lord. 8 years. Oh, you know what? Isn't it interesting? 8 years. Wow. Look at those dimensions. Eight. Wow. In that 8 year. Wow. Now, you know this. Now, you know that's prophetic. It didn't even dine on me, administrator Brian, there. 8 years. Wow.
My God.
Man. Look at God. Man. Lord, release it to the woman of God that did not find it. It is so in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow, that's a great thing. Thank you, Father Angel Matthew. Bless you on today. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, God. If you want to be a blessing today. You wanted to say something, Minister Brian?
No, sir. I was answering an email.
All right. Bless God. If you want to sow a seed into this ministry tonight and you want to sow into that turning point seed, you can do that as well. And some of the other people who are not on today that received that praise report from that seed sown, I believe God for you and you as well in your turning point seed that you're sown. And that's all. Tonight, we just bless the Lord for the things of God that sold into them. So you can do it via Cash App, Money Sign, R-F-E-I-N, and so into the work of the kingdom of God. We thank you for it in advance, your ability to sow and bless us and bless God's people with the word of the seed tonight. All right, you can do it via Zelle, and we restore you. That's the letter U. We restore you. WERESTORE. The letter U at yahoo.com. Amen. You can also go to the our website at we restore you, the letter U dot O-R-G. Or you can mail it to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. That's 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Hallelujah. But attention, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God in that. All right. Thank you, God. We thank God for you on tonight. We just celebrating what the Lord is doing and the praise before the boats who shared prophetically, my goodness, it's a blessing for many people. Those of you who are in the state of California, bless you, California, tonight. We thank God for you. Wisconsin, bless the Lord for you all tonight as well. Nevada, Alabama, bless you. Those in the East Coast, South Carolina, God bless you. Texas, God bless you. Georgia, God bless you as well. Florida, bless you. And North Carolina, bless you. South Carolina, bless you. On this day, we are knowing all of the powerful men and women of God. Washington State, bless you on today. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Minnesota, Illinois, we bless you all as well on today for your seed that you sow in advance to the kingdom of God. We love you and bless you on today is our prayer. All right. Administrator Bryant, thank God tonight, woman of God. Any, and don't forget, Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning, that will be a word from the Lord, one and only Elder Samuel Hunter will come with a word from the Lord for God's people and blessing his people with a word from the Lord on today. And thank God for the prophetic word that God has released. And thank God for the obedience of the prophetic word being given to God's servant to release it to us and release it to the body of Christ, that lives will be changed and transformed by the word of God. I trust the Lord today. All right. Anyone else tonight before we close out? Amen. All right. We're thanking God for you all, great kingdom leaders, on this day, and mighty women of God and servants of the Lord God. We give God praise, glory, and honor for you, 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 and you on today. God is good to us, and his mercy and do it everlasting unto everlasting. If you are first time on here, your first time, you can hit *6 in your phone and come in. If you're a first timer, your first time joining us on today, or you first, second, third time joining, but you never spoke and you want us to believe God for you, you can hit *6 and come in and give us your prayer request. All right. Well, I thank God for today. Thanks. Let it go. All right. Administrator Brian. We release today and share what God has done for his people and through his people on this day and for the lives of God people on this day. There's so many things that God is doing for our life and for the destiny of his people and for the lives of his people. Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say also the distractions that you've been having is because of the level of where the dimension and the level of where God is taking you. Those distractions is because the Lord was, I heard the word matrix. And I asked God, you know, what that means, and I found it in the word. And it's talking about the opening of the matrix, the opening of the womb. The matrix means the womb. And I believe that what's happening is that God is opening up the womb of the spirit, of your spirit, so that you can give birth to the prophetic that is going to affect many nations. And that's what's happening as the womb is being opened, that you know, it's just like in Revelations, that the baby was about to be born and the dragon was right there to, you know, try to destroy the baby, that this is what's happening, is that God is, he's, when you mentioned about the promise earlier, I truly believe that what's happening, God is promising you, not only that he's going to give you, like Hannah, and when she cried at the altar, and she was in bitterness, she was whispering, but the prophet, the priest, marked her mouth. He thought that she was drunk. You know, he's a priest. Now, this man was a priest, okay? But when Eli saw her at the altar, he thought she was drunk. And I believe that a lot of times people think that you are not human. You are a humble man, human. And I've never seen a prophet that was perfect. You understand? I've never seen a prophet that was always on target. Sometimes it's just like flying an airplane. You have the turbulence. You know, the airplane goes through, you know, little shiftings and things. But at the same time, if people would take and spend more time praying with the right spirit for our leadership, people like Prophet LaRon Matthews, okay, if they take their time and go to God with a clean heart and a pure motive and pure intentions, without any animosity, strife, or bad thinking, because sometimes we got funky thoughts about the man of God because we think that things don't go the way that it should go. But when you spend time in God's presence and praying for the man of God, God will alter even your crooked thinking, and he'll start giving you
his thoughts. He said, our thoughts not as his thoughts, our ways are not his ways. So what I'm looking at, Prophet LeVon, is you being a man of God, that who you are, you're not perfect, but you're being perfected. Every time from glory to glory, you're being perfected. You're not always going to get things, and, you know, everything ain't going to be always right. But at the same time, if we pray and we cover you in the pure love of God, that's what's going to help strengthen you to be the man of God that you are. And that's what I'm committed to continue to pray for you. And I hope that everyone on this line that's hearing this, if you pray for this man of God and guard him, be guard the gates of your mouth, first of all, because what you speak out your mouth, death and life is in the power of your tongue.
Yes.
If you speak the life of God over this man of God concerning him, you'll see what God would do to this man and do through him and for him for us. So what's on Aaron's head will come down to the body. And I'm so grateful, Prophet LeVon, and I salute you as the man of God. I don't worship you. I salute you. I give honor. You know, you talked about the honor system. I thank God for the man of God. I said, my father's gone. My father's last name was Matthews, too. He sent me another Matthews, supernaturally. And I thank God for God using you in my life, Prophet LeVon, ever since you've been in my life. Mm-hmm. Not one word that you've said has ever fallen to the ground. So I thank you, man of God. Keep doing what you're doing and be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, too. Thank you, God. We honor the Lord tonight. Give God praise to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The very name that says, unremovable in the things of God. All right. Thank you so much. Kingdom leaders, bless God for you today. Thank you, the Lord, for what the Lord is doing and has already done, because there's a way he's already done for us before time. It's already their record of his greatness over you, and their record that by this time tomorrow, that door that was closed be wide open to you. Human resource will favor you in all three areas. Those doors will be open immediately because of your obedience and your struggle and your love for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is worthy to be praised. And I thank God for all that he's done for us. Thank you, God. All right, we're in a good place today where the oil is pouring and the atmosphere is conducive for the miracle. All right, thanks to God. Well, we love you all. Join us tomorrow morning for another powerful word from the Lord and the kingdom of God. This week, we're preparing ourselves for this coming Friday for All Roads Will Lead to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, for our 8-year church celebration, 2022, 8 years. And this season, we honor the Lord for 8 years of what God has done, prepared, and established for the Lord's Shabbat, for his children in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God is good. For what the Lord has done for us in this season. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for your Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is up to the good. All right. Any final words over there, Administrator Brian?
No, sir, man of God. All lines are clear.
All right. Thank you. We love you all. Continue to stay in that place of strategy, strength, and prayer. And expect the unexpected in this season as Evangelist Marshall spoke and as words of the Lord been released and the prophetic word that was given was clear, made clear to the people, gave clarity to the people to understand the powerful word from the Lord. And when the Lord speaks, he always interrupts our regular scheduled program and make his own powerful prophetic announcement. All right, be blessed, saints. Have a phenomenal night in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters, my prayer for you tonight. God bless everyone.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-year church celebration. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews Sr., pastor. The anniversary celebration theme. It's time to make it count. March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews Sr., pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night, March 26th at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. LaRon Matthews and the Restoration Family. For more information, call 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-year church celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022.